Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is a tribute to jazz cornetist Muggsy Spanier, who dedicated his life to playing New Orleans-style jazz, which he helped to revive in the 1940s. Spanier was inspired during his teens in Chicago when he heard Joe King Oliver and Louis Armstrong. In fact, it was Louis who gave him the nickname Kid Muggsy. Well, here's recordings from the 20s to the 50s, and his very famous and well-loved Ragtime Band of 1939. This first tune gives us a good listen to his bandmates, primarily clarinetist Rod Kless and trombonist George Brunies, who was originally from New Orleans. Eccentric, subtitled That Eccentric Rag, was first put on record some 17 years earlier in 1922. That Eccentric Rag by Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtime Band from 1939 on this tribute to Muggsy from Jazz Rhythm. Jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Born in Chicago, Muggsy was inspired, like other young white musicians of his generation, by the music that came north around 1920 with black Americans migrating from the South, particularly the hot jazz music of New Orleans. Clearly, Spanier was more than a flag-waving Dixielander. His music had considerable emotional depth. He was particularly soulful in ballads and blues with a distinct personal vocabulary of muted horn tricks, vibrato, and smeared tones, not unlike his 1940 comrade-in-arms, reed player Sidney Bechet. This is apparent in two of their best duets from the superb Bechet-Spanier Big Four sessions that were even better than the Bechet-Armstrong small band records soon to follow. We'll be right back. Sweet Sue in 4 or 5 times, an outstanding 1940 quartet featuring Sidney Bechet and Muggsy Spanier, a highlight, I think, of both their careers. You're hearing the music of Muggsy Spanier on Jazz Rhythm. He was an important Chicago jazz cornet player who helped revive interest in early New Orleans, hot jazz, and what became known as Dixieland music. I Found a New Baby from a Chicago Rhythm King session organized by Eddie Condon features jazz innovators Spanier, Mez Mezro, clarinetist Frank Teschmacher, and pianist Joe Sullivan pushing the envelope of jazz in 1928. After a wild-roaring 20s in Chicago, the music scene came crashing down with the stock market collapse and Great Depression. The end of the jazz age meant hard times for Muggsy and his jazz brethren. Some dropped out of the music business altogether. Those who continued had to take what was available, mostly in rickety-ticky dance bands and schmaltzy hotel orchestras. For Spanier, the 30s meant anonymous supporting roles in the cornball act of a clowning clarinetist named Ted Lewis, and the maudlin sweetness of the Ben Pollock Orchestra. These bands traveled far and wide from San Francisco to London, New York to Chicago. And it was while the Pollock Orchestra was in New Orleans that Muggs fell seriously ill from a perforated ulcer in 1938 and nearly died. After major surgery, a prognosis that he would never play again, and nearly a year's convalescence, Spanier was back on stage with a radical concept, a band in the style of early New Orleans playing the repertory of an earlier jazz era. Spanier's 1939 ragtime band, not ragtime at all, but what we now call Dixieland, caused a flurry of excitement. Their 16 titles sold modestly well and brought him worldwide acclaim, but it wasn't enough to sustain the band, a situation Muggsy lamented until his dying day. During the early 40s, Spanier worked in Bob Crosby's Dixieland Swing Band, briefly rejoined Ted Lewis, and for 2 years ran his own 15-piece big band that sounded like this. It's interesting to me that after his near-death experience, Muggsy focused on playing New Orleans-style hot jazz with only very few exceptions. For the rest of his life, Spanier stuck to working with Earl Hines, Art Hodes, Miff Mole, his old friend George Bruneys, In bands of his own or as a star soloist all over America and Europe, he eventually settled on the West Coast, living in or near San Francisco. Spanier never lost touch with his old friends at the clinic in New Orleans who'd nursed him back to health. During his year's convalescence there, the staff became quite fond of Muggsy. Here's Dr. Alton Oxner Jr., the son of Dr. Oxner, who saved Muggsy's life.
I knew Muggsy Spanier from the time that I was a young boy, really, because he became acquainted with my father, and he came under my dad's care and all the other doctors in this area that he first came in contact with said he didn't have a chance, he was going to die, but my dad did operate on him, and after hospitalization, he did survive, and for that reason, was always grateful, first to my dad and also to the other members of our family. Muggsy and I, of course, struck up a very close relationship because I started playing the cornet, and he sent me my first cornet. But being great, Muggsy was probably one of the most humble people I'd ever met, and kind, and there just wasn't anything Muggsy ever said that was unkind about anybody. And there are very few men that have risen to the heights of greatness that Muggsy did that were so kind and humble.
Upon his release, Muggsy returned the affection he'd received at the Toro Hospital, writing his best original tune, the heartfelt, bluesy, Relaxin' at the Toro. A copy of the first pressing of that record was sent by Muggsy to the Toro Hospital and remains embedded there to this day. In later years, Muggsy's instrument of choice was a particular type of large-bore cornet. Cornet, of course, a close brother of the trumpet, which is slightly different in shape, a little shorter, and often described as a bit rounder in tone. Here's Spanier at Club Hangover, and once again, we're hearing the rare original master tape, and it's very unusual from 1954 being in stereo. And it was provided by the host of those broadcasts in the mid-50s, the late Bob Gerner.
From Club Hangover, Doc Doherty presents Muggsy Spanier and his jazz band. That is a fine 8 bars of Relaxing at the Toro, Muggsy Spanier's theme. So that means we're all ready to go for another half hour from Club Hangovers. But right now, we've got a tune that's been associated for many, many years with San Francisco here, and Muggsy Spanier's going to play it for us right now at the Hangover. This is the Rose Room. Thank you.
Muggsy Spanier, live and in early stereo, a 1954 broadcast tape from Club Hangover in San Francisco. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for this tribute to a fine horn player, superb musician, and by all accounts, a great guy, Muggsy Spanier. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can find out more about early jazz, linked to the World Wide Web of jazz sites, or request program playlists at jazzhot, that's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, now an online monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at mississippirag.com. This is Muggsy Spanier with Sidney Bechet. Thank you. Up a Lazy River from the quartet sessions of Muggsy Spanier with Sidney Bechet in 1940. Those are just superb records. I think some of the best ever made by Spanier or Bechet.